Hi, Home Care. How can I help you?
Hi, I'm in need of a caregiver. Do you have that?
Sure, we do, of course. Do you have Medicaid?
Okay. Yes.
Okay. Let me just check it for you. Just hold on a moment. Okay. What is your zip code? Where do you live?
My mind just went blank. Did you ever have that?
Yeah, I did.
I'm in St. Louis, Missouri.
Okay.
63118.
Okay. That is totally normal. It's okay. So you're in St. Louis County?
Huh?
Okay, St. Louis County, yeah?
You have to talk a little louder, honey.
It's okay. I will try. Okay. So can you give me, please, your date of birth and your first and the last name?
12/20/52.
Okay, and how do I spell your first
Audrey,
name?
A-U-D, D as in dog, R-Y, A-U-D-R-Y.
Okay, and the last name, please?
W-A-I-T-E.
Okay, let me just try to see if we can pull up your information here on the Medicaid.
Okay. How soon would I be able to get one?
It might take 2 weeks. It's not so long. Yeah, we have to have the state coming down and they do evaluate how many hours you're approved for, and then you can get it. It's not so long. Yeah, it's just like.
You said it takes 12 weeks?
No, two. No.
Oh. I was thinking, wow, I could die by then.
Yeah, no. Oh, 2 weeks or less, you know. Usually it shouldn't take longer.
Okay.
Okay, so everything sounds perfect with your Medicaid. Your address 2636, I don't know how to pronounce that. That street.
Chippewa?
Yeah.
2636 Chippewa Street, St.
Yeah.
Louis, Missouri.
Apartment 133.
Right.
Okay, that's perfect. Okay. So, give me a second. Okay, that will be perfect. So you have a family member that you wanted to be your aide, or you want me to provide you with one?
Provide me with one.
Sure.
I don't have any relatives.
Sure. Okay. We will do that.
Okay.
Okay. Just hold on a moment. I'm going to have to take a few details here.
Okay.
Okay, just hold on.
Okay.
Okay. So, okay, Let me just see here.
Does it show that I had you guys before?
What?
Does it show that I used you guys before?
Let me check. I didn't check that. Did you ever have home care services before?
Yeah, I did.
And you had
know which one.
Oh, you don't know which one. Okay, and when did you stop?
I don't know that either. It's been a while.
Okay. No, so I don't see you. Your number is 314-202-2559?
Correct.
Okay, no, I don't see you yet. So you probably had a different one, but we're the best agency, you know, we have very good aides and everything. So that wouldn't be a problem. Let me just see here. Okay. So your first name you said is Audrey.
My name is spelled AUD.
Yeah, I have it. Okay. I just need to
put
it in here. Yeah, again. It's okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you put an E in my first name?
No, AUDRY.
Correct.
Okay. Yeah.
Most have put that in there.
Okay. Your point of contact should be your phone number, right?
Right.
Okay. Okay. Okay, just hold on. So that is St. Louis. Okay, the next step will be that we're going to connect you to the state, and they're going to ask you a couple of questions, and then they're going to schedule like an assessment date when the state will come down to assess, you know, how many hours you need. So
okay.
Can we just do that right now?
Sure.
Okay. Okay.
Then do you call me back or what?
What?
Then do you call me back or what?
No. Just hold on. I'm going to transfer you to the state. Well, I just need one other question. Sometimes it depends, like, if you ever had services or not. So you don't want to transfer, right? You just didn't have services for the past few months. When was
right.
the last time you had an aide?
It's been a long time.
Okay.
Can you tell me the name of the person?
What, me?
No, who you're gonna get for me?
No, I'm not sure. They're gonna be in contact with you, the intake department. I'm not sure. I'm just putting in this.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So just one second. Do you have your social security number, please?
280-52-5112.
5112.
Yes.
So that was 280-52-5112.
Correct.
Okay. So can I text you on the number you called? Because I need to text you a few bits of information here. Is it okay?
You want to text me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just a few details. 312-2559. Okay, just hold on.
All right.
Okay, and they might ask you your DCN number, which is the Medicaid ID. Do you have that, or should I text it to you?
Text it to me.
Okay, perfect. Okay. Tell me if you got the text now.
Not yet.
Just chat for, okay, it might take a minute. I think you should have got it by now.
Okay, we are Deluxe Home Care. Phone number and medical ID.
Yep.
Right?
Yep, that's me. Okay, so I'm going to connect you right now to this day, but it might take a few minutes till you get connected, so please don't hang up, okay?
Okay.
Okay, it might take a few minutes till you hear them talking, you know, so sometimes you have to wait till they, you know, till they have an agent available, okay?
Do you think it'd be better to do this in the morning, or just
no,
stay
no,
on
no,
here?
Actually, no, it's better now, yeah.
Okay.
Thank you for calling Home and Community-Based Services. This is Alyssa. Are you calling regarding services for yourself or for someone else?
For myself.
All right. And what's a good callback number for you in case we get disconnected?
314-202-2559. That's all I have.
All right. And what's your name?
Audrey, A-U-D-R-Y.
And your date of birth, please.
12/20/52.
And how can I help you today, Audrey?
I'm in need of a caregiver.
Okay.
I fell and broke my arm, and I just got out of the hospital, and that I need someone to help.
Yeah, were you trying to get a new provider or something, maybe an increase, something changing?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't have one right now, but I sure could use one.
All right, let me take a look here. It looks like you had chose Advantage.
Yeah. Is that what you are?
No, I'm with the state of Missouri.
Oh, that's even better yet. No.
It looks like they were asking, looks like they reached out yesterday to Advantage to get a start date for your services.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so I would suggest maybe reaching out to your provider agency to have them call or reply back to let them know that when they can start you.
So call Advantage back and see when they can start?
So you're going to want to call Advantage and let them know the state is trying to get a hold of them.
Okay. And should they call the state?
They don't need to call because these phone lines are reserved for just our participants. But Angie has been in contact with them some way, so I'm sure they can email or something.
Okay, so say it again. I'm old.
They just need to reach out. However, Angie has reached out to them. You just need to let them know the state is trying to reach them for you.
And that's Advantage, right?
Yes.
Okay, sure will.
All righty.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling. You